Since yesterday evening, the dictionary has been drained of superlatives to describe the All-Ireland hurling final between Clare and Cork. After 90 minutes, Clare secured the title with a one-point win. Pulsating, breathtaking, magical, the greatest final of all time are among the words and phrases being used today. Here's how the final seconds were described by Radio 1's match commentator, Pádraig Lodge.
We're in the 93rd minute of play. It's not a soccer match. It's a high-scoring hurling match. The Cork goalkeeper, Patrick Collins from Ballinhasnick, with a free out on his own 45. It's going to land in around the Hill 16 goal. They're batting for Cork. Have the opportunity here, hit in by Robbie O'Flynn, and it's wide. It's wide in the last puck of the game. And it's all over. And Clare are the All-Ireland hurling champions. 2024, it's only their fifth All-Ireland since the championship began 137 years ago. Beggin Ock Amorachy, Gounde and Clore. It was a thrilling final that went all the way to extra time. At the end of it all, there was only a single point between the teams. If there's Clare blood in your veins, it's time to celebrate. Brian Lohan down the sideline is surrounded by well-wishers. The photographers are in snapping him, but he's going over to seek out his beaten opponent, Pat Ryan. The two men meet halfway. They shake hands. One man won, one man lost.
And that was Pádraig Lodge capturing the atmosphere in as much as it was possible to do so yesterday afternoon. Well, tonight the banners will be flying high when the team returns to Clare. The first stop is at Wolfe Tone's GAA club in Shannon, home club of manager Brian Lohan. That's at 4 o'clock, and they're due at the Fair Green in Ennis at 7:30 this evening. This morning, the team and management visited Temple Street Children's Hospital in Dublin. We can hear players Conor Cleary and Adam Hogan, who told our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey how they were feeling today.
Yeah, I suppose it's hard to put into words, really. Even last night, just meeting all the people and stuff like that, I don't think it's really sunk in yet. But I suppose a huge sense of satisfaction, really, because this group of us have been on the road maybe 10, 11 years now, and to finally get over the line is brilliant.
And how does the shoulder feel?
Good. It doesn't feel as sore as when I done it last year, so hopefully it's not as serious. But no, it feels good. There's no pain anyway, which is a plus. And during the week, sometime I'll get looked at. So
yeah. I like that. Sometime during the week. Yeah. Maybe even next week.
Yeah, maybe next week. But there's a few things over the next few days to take care of first, and we look after that then after.
Very special, I suppose. Seeing the smiles on the patients' faces, making the children's day, and it's special and puts life in perspective, I suppose.
And in terms of yourself, how are you feeling today?
Small bit tired now, but looking forward to the rest of the day. Can't wait for the homecoming in us and all the crowd down there. It's going to be special. And in Shannon and Clarecastle as well, it's going to be special. The Clare supporters, and can't wait now.
And that was Adam Hogan. Before him, Conor Cleary. Clare manager Brian Lohan said he was thrilled for the people of the county.
Great sense of relief, you know, after the excitement of all day yesterday, and just the relief of pressure, and just delighted with the performance, delighted with the win, obviously, and just thrilled for the people of Clare.
That was Brian Lohan, as I said. Let's talk now to Marty Morrissey. Marty, you were asking the players there how they were feeling today. I have to ask, how are you feeling today? It's a wonder you're still going.
Exhausted, I think, is the word I would use, Rachel, but as happy as could be in seventh heaven. Just for the game of hurling that we love, we have to compliment Cork as well, because this is a game that could have gone either way, and they played, like, the Robert Downey goal, I thought, was the most magnificent goal I'd ever seen, and it hardly lasted the hour when Tony Kelly comes along and gets a goal that I think we were lost in superlatives to describe it. A piece of magic that I've never seen like it in Croke Park. And I know Tony Kelly. I played hurling with his dad.
Level.
Yes, yeah, and Donald was a great hurler, a great worker, and I tell him, just pass the ball out to me and I'd score, but he'd never pass to me. But anyway, I'm joking, obviously. But, I've seen Tony as a young lad growing up, and the ball, constantly in his hand, hitting it up against the wall. And I remember, I know Dalo said it yesterday on TV, that during COVID times, Tony was out the back trying to push a ball into the garbage bin, into the rubbish bin, and hitting it every single time. And to see that reflected from the backyard to 82,300 watching it was just sensational and very emotional and very personal, and it was just a great day indeed for Clare. And as you mentioned, Rachel, the first stop is Shannon, and as you know, only good things come out of Shannon, i.e. the presenter of the news at one.
Go on now. I was saying to them here earlier, I spent a lot of time in Wolf Tones as a youngster. Unfortunately, most of it, Marty, was in the disco, but anyway, which is a bit... a bit of a legendary place in Shannon, but go on.
But Rachel, it was one of the greatest discos in the county of Clare, let's be honest. It was Wolf Tones. But anyway, they're going to go down. They're going to be a little bit later than planned. I would say probably around 5 o'clock at Wolf Tones Yea Club. And as you mentioned, that's Brian Lohan's club. And I'm sure there'll be a huge reaction there. They're then moving on. They're going to change from a covered bus to an open-top bus. And they are stopping in Clare Castle, which, of course, as you know, Rachel, is a parish that's produced incredible hurlers. Dalo, Fergie Toohey, Gerard O'Loughlin of the 95 team, and Ballyea is part of Clare Castle Parish, so it'll be really significant, I think, to stop in to Castle for a little while. So that'll probably delay things, and then move on to the Fair Green in Ennis, where there's going to be a massive crowd of thousands gathered to welcome home Liam McCarthy, only for the fifth time in the GAA's history. And as I mentioned yesterday in my own commentary, like the GAA was founded 140 years ago, and Michael Cusick from the Carron, from the heart of the Burn, cycled all the way from the Burn to Thurles in 1884 to found the GAA, and look what we had yesterday when his county 140 years later won the 5th All-Ireland. So a great day for the banner, a great week, and I don't think there'll be any work done, to be honest with you. It'll just be dancing sets and playing tin whistles and illan pipes and everything else that we can get our hands on. Even I might sing a song, Rachel, which will definitely clear the audience.
Marty, what a thought. Thanks a million for that. And actually, talking of singing songs, also joining us now on the line is Tony Considine, who was a member of the Clare management team in the breakthrough years of 95 and 97. Tony, thanks so much for talking to us this lunchtime. It was some day, and I know many people have commented on the fact that it wasn't just Clare's win that was impressive. It was the manner of that win. It was the fact that they kept coming back.
Yes, indeed, Rachel, they did, of course. You know, I was just saying, you know, yesterday evening, I think to win it, actually, in normal time wouldn't have been as good. You know, there was great anticipation and everything, looking forward to extra time. And when we won it in the extra time, I think it made it absolutely special. And, you know, there's something unique about winning a great All-Ireland. You know, it was a fantastic game from start to finish. Brilliant scores. I know he said about Tony Kelly's brilliant goal. Robert Downey got a brilliant goal, but so did Mac Rogers get a brilliant goal as well. It was a day of great scores, you know, all over the field. And I know we've won 4 All-Irelands, I think, since 1995. But I think this was the greatest one of them all. I think it was absolutely, whatever kind of a feeling, it was the first time I was in or maybe the second time I was in Croke Park as a supporter there, 2013 as well. But just, it was the greatest feeling of all. Even it surpasses when I was a Minter, maybe in 95 and 97. Yesterday was something special because there was something special done on the field. And when you're part of that, it's absolutely brilliant. And our county, to be something part of a great occasion, and I believe it was shown yesterday all over Britain as well, which is absolutely fantastic. It just goes to show what we have as a sporting county here in Clare. I know we talk about our music and everything like that, but to go out yesterday and be part of what was one of the most best games of hurling I've seen in a long, long time, it was special. And, you know, Clare crowd, even coming home last night, geez, they were hanging out of cars. We came by the Galway Way and we were held up coming home with roadworks. But you know what? That didn't matter. It didn't matter what time we got home. Everyone was such a high coming down. And I'd say that's because of a lot of things. First, I would say it's because of the man who's managing the Clare team.
Who, of course, Brian was one of your key players back in 95 and 97, Brian Lohan.
Yeah, he was an absolute iconic figure in the 95-97. And now, you know, everyone remembers that of him as well. When that red helmet went down to collect the ball and the ball was gone 100 yards down the field, you know, and it lifted the crowd, you know. And yesterday, you know, we had a lot of them type of fellas in the field that lifted the crowd. I suppose John Conlon at centre-back, David McInerney alongside him, Diarmaid Ryan, the complete full-back line at Clare. They were absolutely brilliant. But of course, as I said, the great reason for people being so happy was the iconic figure of a manager but also one of the great players of his generation, Tony Kelly, to have to go up and collect the Liam McCarthy Cup was something special for all Clare people.
Yeah, I have to ask, did lovely Rose of Clare get a good outing last night?
I know, we left to sing it to the young fellas last night, Rachel, you know what I mean? They can. There's different songs there now, and they're brilliant songs as well. But there's different players there too, and they're brilliant as well, and different management teams. And I have to compliment the Clare management team here. You know, they ended up with a lot of players just on the sidelines for the extra time.
Mm.
And, you know, we lost guys like Shane O'Donnell, Diarmuid Ryan, you know, Conor Cleary, we lost him for yesterday, Mark Rogers, we lost him for the extra time of the game. And we were saying, where are we going to get players? But instead, Keane Galvin, Darragh Lohan, all these guys, Ian Galvin, Aidan McCarthy came back in again after being taken off and played a tremendous effort. Shane O'Mori came in as well.
Yeah.
So, like, the depth in the panel was absolutely fantastic.
It certainly was. It certainly was Sunday. Listen,
it
Tony.
It was Sunday, Rachel, and I know you're a proud Clare woman today. It must be great to go into RTE today, I'd say, and wear your Clare colours. It's fantastic feeling all over the country, over the world, let's say,
yeah,
for Clare people.
I have them tormented here today, Tony, but listen, thanks.
And keep it going. Keep it going, Rachel. Keep it going. We'll turn into them all over. You can do it up there for us, okay?
Thanks a million to Tony Considine. Back now to